Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program today. Welcome. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 The Word. And hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. Going to talk about NASA's discovery, or did they make a major discovery on Mars? We'll be talking about that a little bit today. And let's see, a couple other things we may throw in here as well. But let's go ahead and open our program and with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you would bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody today. And we just pray that you'd use the things that we talk about today to be a blessing and to be a help and to help point people to Christ and strengthen our faith in the Bible and our faith in Christ. And just bless the program today for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, good to be with you today. I'm Pastor Al Davis, and I just got to lean over here a second. All right, had a piece of tape that was in an inopportune location. So, glad to be with you here today, and hope that you're having a great afternoon. Enjoyed the program with Pastor Lutz. Good to have him back. You know, he likes to go on vacation a lot. I think part of it is he's trying to avoid me. I asked him about filling in for me later this month. He says, nope, got to go away again. No, no, he's a good guy, but just to let you know, in about 2 weeks, I believe it's February 22nd, we will have a fill-in guest host. I believe it'll be Brother Maletti be filling in for me, hopefully. And so I haven't got in touch with him yet, so he doesn't know yet. So Brother Maletti, if you're listening, we're looking at asking you to be on for us on February the 22nd. And we'll keep you posted on that. Also wanted to mention something as well, of course. I'm sorry, did I say February? Doing too much at once. February, I'm behind the scenes. It's this beautiful weather. June the 22nd. I got to get in the right month here. I'm either behind the times or I'm well ahead of times. But yes, on June the 22nd, and we're hoping that Brother James Maletti will be filling in for us. If not, it'll be somebody else, so we'll have something going on since Pastor Lutz said that he wouldn't be able to be here. So at any rate, I was going to mention, of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church located in Richfield, Ohio. We surely invite you, or certainly invite you, to visit us there if you're looking for a place where you can learn about the Bible. You know, some time ago, we looked at our church's strengths and weaknesses, and I think we got a friendly group of people. That's definitely a strength, but we're certainly not the most musical church around. I'm not the most musical person around, and there's other things. We don't even have a building. We meet in a hotel. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. It's located in Richfield, Ohio, at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, crosses Interstate 77. It's right there where the hotel is where we meet. And we meet there every Friday night. You can join us Friday nights. We have an informal Bible study. We have refreshments. Come and bring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And we'd love to have you come and visit us on Friday night. We'll be there tonight, 7 o'clock until 9. And generally speaking, we're there well past 9. People have questions afterwards, and so you can visit us there. And we also have our regular services there on Sundays. We're there at 11 o'clock for our morning service, and then also at 6 o'clock for our evening service. We also have a morning Bible study at 10 o'clock. Now, I just have to let you know, the hotel is undergoing some renovations, and they've got different things tore up, and they're moving things around, and we are going to be unable to be in there at 10 o'clock, but we are going to be in there at 11 o'clock here on some future Sundays. I got word just this past week, though, that we will be able to be there this Sunday morning at 10. Barring anything happening, we'll be there at 10 o'clock this Sunday morning, but the following Sunday morning, sounds like they will have renovations going on such that we won't be able to be in there for our 10 o'clock. Regardless, we will be in there at 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Sunday and at 7 o'clock on Friday evening. So hope you can come out and visit with us. Also, and I just got confirmation. Amazing how technology works. Brother Miletti called in. He must have heard us talking, and even though it wasn't February, he's still willing to come on June the 22nd. So glad we got confirmation here. I know you'll enjoy him, and I always enjoy when he has a chance to fill in for us. So there we go. Amazing. Just scheduling things right over the air. That's just amazing. But we look forward to that. Let's see. What was I going to mention? Oh, yes, our website. You can find out more about us at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you will go there, you can find links to our page for our church, also for our Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can even watch us live online at our Facebook Live broadcast there. Let's see. Want to get into a couple things here. We've got a lot happening here around the world, and I do like talking about politics and world events and things like that. But today, we are going to go in an otherworldly direction. And, of course, you can always call in if you've got a question or about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word as well. 888-677-9673 is the number, 888-677-9673. But today, we're going to travel outside of the Earth's atmosphere. We're going to head into space. There was breaking news yesterday. They were pumping up that NASA was going to make these tremendous scientific discovery that they were going to report yesterday at 2 o'clock, and they reported that they found the building blocks, ancient building blocks for life on Mars. Now, you have to understand what's reported in the media and what's actually found and looked at aren't always the exact same thing, because when you look into this, you find out that the Curiosity rover on Mars, which in and of itself is just an absolutely fantastic technological achievement, that we built this remote rover that's about the size of an SUV. We sent it from Earth, we landed it on Mars, and it was only supposed to work for a relatively short period of time, but it's still going. And it is still finding out information and looking at different things. And they announced yesterday that Curiosity Mars rover has found organic material or molecules in rocks from there on Mars, and also found a seasonal cycle of concentration of methane in the Martian atmosphere. And this is exciting a lot of people, because they believe that this could show the possibility of life on Mars, at least microbial life of some sort. And so I find it interesting. Anybody that's ever seen where stuff is decomposing, it releases gas and it releases methane. That's an organic molecule, plants decomposing, things like that release methane. Cows, because of their complex stomach, they're four-chambered stomach. The microbial action in there causes them to burp and otherwise releasing methane gas. Remember, the global warming fanatics were saying that we had too many cows. The cows were destroying the atmosphere because of methane and all that. But methane is also produced in other ways. And so they're speculating that this could be methane produced from microbial action on Mars, or perhaps it's methane that's produced in some geochemical fashion inside of Mars, and it percolates up to the surface. Perhaps the cycle of warming and cooling, which does allow for the presence of liquid water in the polar regions of Mars at different times, to appear. And now, we're going to talk about this idea of life here in a moment, but, you know, we see this, and, you know, because it's an organic molecule, people think naively sometimes it must have come from an organic source. But organic molecule just means it's a molecule built with carbon as one of the backbones of it, and there's a whole branch of chemistry, organic chemistry. I had to take organic chemistry in college. I didn't do real well at it, so I'm not an expert in organic chemistry by any means. I got through the course. That's the main thing. But, you know, the interesting thing is, not only have they discovered methane or believe that they found methane on Mars, they've got other planets, or I shouldn't say planets, but moons. For instance, the moon Titan, which I'm going to try and remember I believe it's the one around Saturn. I'll get these moons mixed up here. Saturn. Titan has large lakes of methane, and it's kind of unusual. They've actually measured that the lakes on Titan, liquid methane, and there's an atmosphere on the moon Titan orbiting Saturn, and they actually have ripples and small waves, not big waves, but ripples going through it. And so there's a suggestion that possibly there could have been some microbial action, a form of life, that's what I meant to say, based on methane rather than water, that could occur on Titan. And then, of course, we also have, in addition to Titan, there's Saturn's moon Enceladus that also has methane being spotted on it. And I believe, I'm going to say, I believe it's Enceladus that actually has shown that they have salt water, possibly salt seas on it. There's a number of moons right there, and there's some programs in the works, some projects in the works to go. I think NASA wants to launch something, or the European Space Agency, one of the two, is supposed to launch some probes that are going to try and go into and investigate some of these salt seas. And so with all of that, the speculation is, could there be life on some of these planets, on some of these moons? And, well, that's a good question. Now, as we talk about that, we have to understand that the Bible is very clear in its description of how the world, the universe was created. Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and blackness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Now, here's the thing. I am a creationist. I believe in the biblical account of creation, and I'm a young earth creationist. I don't believe that the world is billions of years old. In fact, when you study evolution, you study thoughts and the origins of the universe and everything, you'll find that they give various estimates, and those estimates change from time to time. But what they don't tell you is the give or take, and give or take numbers of years, which makes them widely variable in the amount of time that they say went by. But when you study the Bible, it's very clear that the world cannot, if you take a literal view of the Bible, it's very clear the world cannot be more than thousands of years old. And I would suggest that it's certainly closer to 6,000 years old, or eight, certainly in that age range there. And I'm not as up on my biblical chronology, but there's various estimates of times as to how old they believe that the creation of the world might have taken place. Now, but what I want to get at here, rather than deal so much with that right at the moment, is that the idea that some people have that, how do we know the earth is the only place where God created life? And specifically what they're talking about is life other than microbes. They're talking about sentient life like we are, like human beings are. And the Bible is very clear that there are two types of sentient beings. And again, I define sentient beings as beings like what we are, that have an awareness not only of themselves, but also in everything around them. But we also have that sense of morality, and we have that God awareness. And, dolphins are very intelligent, but they don't have a God awareness. Nobody studying dolphins has ever found any evidence of dolphin religion in a dolphin temple somewhere or something like that. I read an article recently where they were talking, I think it was the gray parrot, they suggest has the intelligence level equivalent of a five-year-old child. And yet, there's no parrot that has this God awareness. The only two groups that you see that God created with this God awareness are human beings and the angelic beings. Now, I personally believe, and I know our time is short, I won't be able to develop everything as much as I'd like to, but I do believe that when God created the heaven and the earth, he created a spiritual realm and a physical realm. And the angelic beings, I believe, were created and placed within that spiritual realm. And there's a variety of terms that are applied to angels in the Bible. And in Job chapter 38, starting in verse 4, there's a passage that says, he's talking to Job, and he says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding, who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Wherefore are the foundations thereof fastened, and who laid the cornerstone thereof?" And then he says in verse 7, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." And the sons of God there, I believe, are the angelic beings. And they appear to have witnessed the creation of the earth. And so they would have been witness to God during the creative week, the 6 days of the creation there. If they were created, and they would have sprung into being fully sentient, fully aware, fully aware of what God was doing and able to bear witness and to glorify God and to shout for joy. And so God moved across the face of the waters. And in Genesis 1, verse 3, it said, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. They would have rejoiced and shouted for joy over that. And as he brought together the land masses and created the atmosphere on the earth and created the plants and then the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the animals, the fish, the birds, and then the animals, and then finally man, they would have watched this and bore witness to this, and they would have shouted for joy as a witness God creating these things. But here's the thing. Some people, and good people, I've had conversations and with people who disagree with me on this, but good people, born again, love the Lord, and saved sometimes more years than me, but believe that maybe elsewhere in the universe is a big place, that somewhere out there, maybe in another galaxy billions of light years away, there's other beings that God created, and they're there, and they have their own salvation story and all of that. But here's the problem with that. The Bible suggests nothing of that sort. The Bible suggests that God created a spiritual realm which he populated with spiritual beings called angels, the angelic beings. And then he created a physical realm with the earth. And then after the earth was created on the fourth day, God said in Genesis 1:14, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And notice what he says here at the end of verse 16, "He made the stars also." The earth, according to the Bible, was created prior to the stars. Now, if there's other life, sentient beings on these other, somewhere around another star elsewhere, they obviously were created after God created the earth. But I look at that and I say, no, the whole center here, the Bible, is the earth. And sentient beings on these other planets or that we might find, I just don't agree with that. Now, here's something, though, that I do think is possible. It could be possible that God created, just as he created life on Earth, that he created some forms of life on some of these planets. I'm not going to rule that out, but it's not sentient life. It would be like microbes or maybe some kind of plant life or even some type of animal life or some other type of form of life than what we might normally think. I was talking at our church just recently. We were looking at some arguments between creation and evolution and about how the amino acids that proteins that make up our proteins and all, how they're left-handed. I said life is left-handed. If you think about this, you put your left hand out, you can see your thumb going out towards the right side of your left hand. And I said your right hand is identical, only it's a mirror image, because if you line them up, they don't line up, because the thumb on your right hand points out to the left side. Well, the proteins can be right-handed or left-handed, and the proteins for life are left-handed. Why is that? Well, it's the way God created it. And so there could be maybe perhaps something elsewhere in the universe. I don't know. I'm not going to rule that out. But as far as sentient life goes, no, it's not there. God created the heavens. He populated with angelic beings, or the spiritual realm, populated with angelic beings. He created the physical realm to be populated, I believe, with human beings. And I believe that Adam and Eve, had they not sinned, their descendants could have possibly explored the universe. Certainly during the millennial kingdom, we'll find ways, I believe, to explore the solar system, if not further out. And then what about eternity in the future? You know, the Bible says, and I'm going to have to move through this quickly, in 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible tells us that there's coming a time when the current heavens and earth, the physical realm, is going to disappear. It's going to be done away with. Verse 10, it says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." Look down in verse 12, "Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, when the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat." And then he says in verse 13, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness." Now, that's an amazing thing, because in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 21, starts in verse 1. This is after the millennial reign of Christ, after the great white throne judgment, after those that have rejected God are cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. In chapter 21, verse 1, John says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Well, if that's the case, then any life that would be out in anywhere else in the universe, it's also going to be done away with at that time. The whole center of God's plan centers here on planet Earth. And this is where God is working out his plan to show what evil is. And this is why even the devil himself one day will bow the knee and say, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, this is your opportunity too, to get your heart right with God and trust Christ as your Savior if you haven't already, because God is about to work out his plan of judgment and bring to fruition his plan of salvation. The only way we can escape the coming destruction of not only the heavens and the earth and go into that new heaven and new earth is to put our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thanks for listening today. God bless. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.